The path, the path, the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path, the path, the knowledge is the way to Jannah, Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Bandi Channel, welcome to another Silsila Path to Success. And as always, different topics are brought in this Silsila. And today our topic is life of a father. Yes, life of a father. How is the life of a father is? Inshallah, this is going to be our discussion. And this topic, someone might be thinking that it might be just for the parents. Someone might be thinking it's just for the children. But it's for everyone to learn regarding a life as a father. If you're not a father today, tomorrow you're going to become a father. And if you're a child, then you need to know what your father has gone through to bring you up. So all this topic is for everyone, you can say. So inshallah, before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salutations. Peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So try to send salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance inshaAllah, so that we can be showered with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so many blessings of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we will recite, the more blessings which we will get. And inshaAllah, we'll be in protection, we'll be under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a habit of yours on a regular basis throughout your life to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our topic today is a life of the father, inshallah azawajal. Before we go on to our topic, let's start by listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran, inshallah azawajal. But our muballigins who are here, alhamdulillah, we have today with us Ustad Tariq Madani, alhamdulillah azawajal. After a few days, Ustad Sahab has come back. Ustad Sahab, kaise hain? MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We have Iftihar bhai with us, alhamdulillah Azawajal. And also we alhamdulillah, we have a Haroon bhai with us, alhamdulillah. Haroon bhai today, normally as a Muballigh, today as a Naad Khan as well, alhamdulillah. So we will, if you have any kalams you want to request, inshallah, Haroon bhai, inshallah, we'll try to read them. Also we've got alhamdulillah our Sayyid Sahib Munir Shah Sahib, inshallah, with us as well. So do you continue to watch, inshallah, the Madani pools you will get from these great Muballighs, inshallah. Let's start by listening to the Holy Quran, inshallah, and then the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم.
الأرحام.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب کی کھائے کیوں پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکر سب رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے ہمیں اٹھائے کیوں رخصت قافلہ کا شور غش سے
غفلتِ عشق ہے ستوں
Our topic today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, a life of a father. And as we know, what a father goes through, because we're talking about specifically regarding a father and the life of a father. So although the mother has her own greatness of life and how a mother spends her life, that's something else, alhamdulillah as well. And we've talked about that many times, but today we're concentrating and bringing forward to you the life of the father. Why? Because the life of the father is slightly different to the life of a mother. Normally what you will find is that the father is the one who is going out and earning, when he's going through the tough time in bringing sustenance home, bringing something on the table, and he spends years of his life away from the house as well. And if you look at it, why all this? Just for his children, just for his household, so that he can bring ease and comfort to the household. So this life of the father, it's a great struggle. What the father goes through, at times you'll find that the father has gone to another town or another country to earn so that he could provide for his children, he could provide for his family. And this struggle of the father being away from home, and then on a daily basis, like the father is leaving his home on a daily basis, he's getting up early in the morning, he's leaving for work, he's working hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, and sometimes the father is doing not one job, but two jobs, three jobs. Why? Just to provide for his children, to provide for his family. And this life, the children do not see this side of the life of the father, what the father is going through, how he has to put up with his management, the people who he works under, with his employees, all this, the struggle he goes through, just to bring something on the put something on that table. So inshallah, we're going to first try to highlight the life of the father is and what the struggles the father goes through to provide for his children. And also, the best of the fathers is the father, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the unique and the most greatest of all parents. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas being a father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in being a father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing hijrat. Being a father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to ghazwat, going to battle. Being a father, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is involved with so much, and still showing that love towards his children, love towards Sayyidina Fatima. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come home, he would kiss his daughter, he would kiss the hands of his daughter, he would show respect for his daughter. This was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, inshallah azawajal, we'll talk regarding that the life of the father, inshallah. We will start with our Iftihar bhai, inshallah azawajal. Iftihar bhai, mashallah, you're also a father as well as a teacher. And being a father, you experience it yourself, that what a father goes through or what a father has to go through. And sometimes, you know, the feeling the father is going through, he doesn't share it. He doesn't share it with his children. He doesn't share it with anyone else is something which is kept inside him. Why? Because that's just the way a father is. And sometimes I see that as well. The father is always keeping things inside himself. Your experience of what your Madani pulls of the life of the father.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the father has a massive role to play in the life of his children. And the father is there to provide security, stability. You mentioned all these things, to provide that comfort, take away the worries from his children. That's one of the reasons he hides these things from his children. And you mentioned that he spends many hours away from his family, you know, earning, bringing things home. But one thing that I'll have to explain, Alhamdulillah, I'm a father myself. So yes, I understand. But the true time that you start to understand regarding what our father's been through is when you start seeing your children grow up and you see the difficulties and you realize that my dad went through all these difficulties, he went through all these tests, and maybe it was even difficult. It was definitely difficult more in their time. But one thing we have to remember here as a father, the first advice that I would give is that yes, a father earns, he brings money home, but that's not his ultimate job. That's where we get in lust. That's why we're thinking that I need to earn lots and my children need a secure future. I need to buy them a house. I need to leave them, you know, 40, 50,000 in the bank account each. And then they all graduated. They all got a good car. One maybe house each they have back home as well. They have their own land. And this is what has come into our minds, unfortunately, and come into our hearts. But remember, if we read the Quran and we open Surah Baqarah, and we learn that a father, he should be pious. He left his son very little, but it had great blessing in it. So if we learn that regarding bringing something into the house, it has to have blessing, that blessing will continue forever, and it will continue even though the money may run out, the blessings won't run out. Also, we should understand and take from this is that when the Prophet ﷺ was asked regarding how should a father be, the Prophet ﷺ read the ayat of the Quran, the translation comes to Iman, that save yourselves and your families from the fire. So the ultimate job of the father is what? To save the family from the fire. And the companions, they asked, what is that fire? And the Prophet, and how can we save ourselves from that fire? The Prophet ﷺ explained that do those acts that please Allah Almighty and stay away from those acts that displease Allah Azza wa Jal. So the father's job is not just to earn, is not just to bring money into the house. The father's job is to nurture, guide, and the upbringing of the children and be there for them. And the father has to make sure that his children that are in the house, they become practicing, they become those individuals that grow up with honesty and integrity. And it's stated that the Prophet ﷺ has said that the best thing that you can give to your children is good manners. That's the first thing that you can give to your children. The best gift that you can give the children is the good manners. Now, if they don't see the father in the house, how are they going to learn the manners from the father? The father's not there, he's out, he's earning, he's thinking that's his main priority. It is a responsibility, there's no denying that. But he's out there earning, you mentioned he's gone to another country. Now who's going to teach him the manners? It's stated that most of the bad behavior, having you mentioned working in schools, most of the bad behavior that you deal with are children that come from a broken family. The reports, the stats will tell you that. The most of the boys that misbehave, it could be girls, that misbehave, they come from a broken family. Or their father is not there most of the time. They come there, or the father's not interested. Their children misbehave, then it leads on to crime, it leads on to other things. And those children that do well, their father will be involved in their life most of the time. These children become more successful. And if you look at the beauty of Islam, so from this we learn that the nisbat, the link with the father is very important. And we learn in Islam that look, that every time you mention a child's name, the father's name is automatically mentioned. We see many times, look at the beautiful name of Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad. Uh-huh. And when you link somebody and you associate a child with his father, straight away feels that pride. Uh-huh. Straight away he feels that I have a belonging, I have a sense of belonging. And any child you ask him, if you all of us that are sitting here, if you ask whose dad is the best, we all going to say our dad is the best. We all going to say that. And a child, he sees his dad as a role model, he sees his dad as a hero. And when he sees his dad at the gate, I've seen it with my own eyes. When he sees his dad at the gate to come to collect him, his head, he reaches the sky. His individual that's thinking, my dad has come today. Normally it's the mothers that come to collect. But the day he sees his dad, you see a different kind of action from him. You see a different behavior in him. So here we learn that the father's role is immense. And the last thing that I'll finish on is that, unfortunately today,
Harbhai, we've got a lot more to cover here. Don't finish yet.
I mean, this round, the brothers are all sitting there and thinking that let him finish. So what I want to explain is that the fathers are slowly distancing themselves away from this responsibility. And we're kind of pushing it onto the teachers. We're pushing it onto the Ustad Sahib in the madrasa. We're pushing it onto other. On the day of judgment, Ustad Sahib says, on the day of judgment, the responsibility and the individual that will be asked regarding his children will be the father. What was the upbringing? Did they read namaz? We don't want them to fail in the world. But how are we going to bear to see them fail on the day of judgment? So inshallah, the father has a massive role. Inshallah, we'll continue talking about this as we continue through the program, inshallah.
MashaAllah. A lot of things Iftihar Bhai is covered, and covered a different aspect. Inshallah, we're going to cover both sides, also the struggle of the father and what the father goes through, and also what the father needs to be doing as well, and also the respect of the father as well. Inshallah, we've got Munir Shah Sahib with us as well. Inshallah, we'll get some Madani poos from him. Ji Shah Sahib, what can we say? I know you're not a father, but you've seen what your father's gone through, the struggle of the father, and normally the children see that. Alhamdulillah, the beauty is when we come into the deen, Alhamdulillah, when we attach ourselves to Dawud Islami, we're able to realize the importance of the father, and we're able to see a different vision of what the father, the role the father is playing, and how he plays that role, and how he's always tried to keep on top of things, and how he's tried to always bring everything for us. You know, like you see that role of a father, that he's always, you know, the children, they demand so much. But very rarely you will find that the father will say, no, I'm not bringing this. And you know, there's always that, you know, he will try, he will go out of his way just to bring that happiness to that child. These types of experience we've all experienced, and you must have experienced as well. Ji Shah Sahib, inshallah, your Madani pools on this.
Jizul Hanan bhai, first and foremost, we should try to remember or look at those or recall those things what the father has done for us, first of all. A father figure is someone, we've all seen a stair, and we climb a stair, of course, and those bars that are in the middle, imagine that's your father's arm there. Your father's arm are those bars, and you're putting a foot there and climbing up. This is what a father is for us.
You're talking about a ladder now.
Ji, ji.
Not the stairs which we normally go up, but a ladder, you would say, yes.
Stairs, ladders, ji, ji. I meant ladder. What is the importance of a father in our life? Our father has done many things for us, just that we have not become fathers yet. You know that saying, that what goes around comes around. Today, how you are to your father, that's how your children will be to you. As you mentioned, the sacrifices of a father is that, naturally this is that a father spends less time with the children than the mother. The mother, of course, spends more time. So therefore, many times children are more attached to the mother. And it also mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, Abdul Hanan bhai, that a father is the middle gate to paradise. So therefore, we must keep hold of this gate and respect and revere our fathers. And one more thing I would like to add, Abdul Hanan bhai, here, is that as we grow up, we see pious individuals, ulama, muftiyane kiram, and pious people of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And one main action that awam normally do is kiss their hand. But they will never kiss the father's hand.
Gee, mashallah, Shah Sahib, explaining regarding who we should go towards, show affection and love towards first. Obviously, this is the father, and everyone should have this in their minds and hearts, that the respect of the father is very important. The life of the father, the role of the father is very, how important this is. Inshallah, Ustad Tariq Madani with us, inshallah, Zawajal. And see, Shah Sahib, aaj ke kuch Madani phool, آپ کی طرف سے کیا ہے؟
دیکھیں قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں والد اور والدہ دونوں کا ذکر آیا، اسی طرح سے احادیث طیبات میں بھی، اور یہ بھی حق ہے، یہ بھی درست ہے کہ والدہ کا حق والد سے زیادہ ہے، بٹ اٹ ڈزنٹ مین کہ آپ جو ہے وہ والد کو اگنور کریں، والد کو کوئی امپورٹینس نہ دیں، والد کی کوئی اہمیت نہیں، ایسا نہیں ہے. والد کے لیے بھی دیگر روایات سے ہمیں معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ والد کی بھی بہت زیادہ امپورٹنس ہے. پہلے میں وہ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی وہ آیت ذکر کرتا ہوں جس میں والدین کے حوالے سے ذکر کیا گیا ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ارشاد فرمایا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ احسانًا, والدین کے ساتھ احسان, والدین کے ساتھ بھلائی. ایک کا تو ذکر نہیں ہے نا, دونوں کا ذکر ہے. اس کو سمجھیں کہ دونوں کا ذکر ہے, ایک کا ذکر نہیں ہے. تو پھر ایسا کیوں ہوتا ہے کہ صرف والدہ کے ساتھ زیادہ احسان اور والد کے ساتھ نہیں؟ ایسا نہیں ہونا چاہیے, دونوں کے ساتھ احسان کریں اور دونوں کے ساتھ بھلائی والا ہمارا انداز ہونا چاہیے. اور اسی آیت میں آگے ارشاد فرمایا, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ارشاد فرماتا ہے فلا تقل لہما اف ولا تنہرہما, ان دونوں کو اف بھی نہ کہو جب وہ بڑھاپے کو پہنچ جائیں. فلا تقل لہما اف, اب یہ جو اف کا کلمہ ہے, اف کا مطلب ہے جیسے ہم ایک کہتے ہیں کہ بھائی صرف اف, تو اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں ہے کہ صرف آپ اف نہ کہو باقی ان کو ڈانٹو یا ان کو ایبیوز کرو, وربلی ایبیوز کرو یا گالیاں دو, اس طرح کا نہیں ہے. بلکہ مطلب یہ کہ ذرا سی بھی ایسی بات نہ کرو جو ان کی عزت کے خلاف ہو, ان کی تعظیم کے خلاف ہو. اور پھر آگے اللہ رب العزت نے ارشاد فرمایا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, اور ان سے قول کریم کہو. قول کریم, قول کریم کی تفسیر میں پڑھ رہا تھا تو قول کریم کی تفسیر میں یہ بیان کیا گیا کہ یہ جو بیان کیا گیا نا کہ بندہ اپنے والدین سے قول کریم سے بات کرے, قول کریم سے مراد کیا ہے؟ تو اس میں جو وہ عربی تفسیر میں لکھا ہوا تھا وہ یہ لکھا ہوا تھا کہ یہ بندہ ایسے بات کرے جیسا کہ ایک غلام اپنے آقا سے بات کر رہا ہے. آج دیکھیں عبدالحنان بھی, شاید آپ کے پاس بھی اس کی ایگزامپلز ہوں گی, میرے پاس مطلب پرسنل میں نے کچھ لوگوں کی اس طرح کی جو نا اسٹوری سنی, مطلب بڑا بڑا دل دکھتا ہے کہ کیا ہو گیا یار ہماری نسلوں کو, ہماری اس نیو جنریشن کو, ان ہمارے لوگوں کو کیا ہو گیا کہ اپنے والدین کی عزت نہیں کرتے. اور اسپیشلی والد کی جب تھوڑا سا جوان ہو جاتے ہیں, جب تھوڑا سا انرجی آ جاتی ہے, جب تھوڑا سا کوئی جاب کرنے لگتے ہیں, کوئی بزنس کرنے لگتے ہیں, پھر تو وہ ہے نا کہ جب بچہ ہوتا ہے وہ تو رسپیکٹ کرتا ہی ہے اپنے والد کی. جب وہ 7-8 سال کا ہوتا ہے بچہ تو کہتا ہے کہ مائی فادر از دا بیسٹ انٹائر ورلڈ, پورے انٹائر ورلڈ میں جناب یہ میرا بیسٹ فادر ہے. 7-8 سال کی عمر میں یہ اس طرح کا جناب ایک کانسیپٹ ہوتا ہے.
He starts to see the vision in that way.
ہاں وہ جناب یہ اس طرح سے. اچھا پھر جناب وہ جب 12-13 سال کا ہوتا ہے, دوسرے بھی سبلنگز ہوتے ہیں, دوسرے بھی بہن بھائی ہوتے ہیں, تو جب وہ دیکھتا ہے کہ نہیں یار میرے والد جناب وہ چھوٹے بھائی کو زیادہ پیار کر رہے ہیں, مجھے اتنی اہمیت نہیں دے رہے. پھر ایک وقت ایسا آتا ہے کہ جب یہ 20-22 سال کا ہو جاتا ہے, جب اس کی جاب لگ جاتی ہے نا, پھر ابھی اس کو ایسا لگتا ہے کہ مجھے تو میرے والد جو ہے کوئی اتنی اہمیت ہی نہیں دیتے میرے لیے تو کچھ, بلکہ یہاں تک بھی جو نا وہ ایسا ذہن بن جاتا ہے کہ میرے لیے کیا ہے میرے والد نے, اس طرح بھی جو نا وہ جملے کہہ دیتے ہیں. تو اس مختلف اسٹیجز جو ہے اس میں بیان کیے گئے. تو جب بندہ 30 ایئرز کا ہوتا ہے نا, پھر اس کو جب اس کے اپنے بچے ہو جاتے ہیں تقریباً, یعنی کہ جب 30 ایئرز کا ہوتا ہے, جب اس کے اپنے بچے ہوتے ہیں, اپنی اولاد ہوتی ہے, پھر اس کو سمجھ میں آنے لگتا ہے کہ ہاں اب جو ہے نا یہ میرے بچے ہو گئے ہیں, اب جس طرح سے میں اپنے بچوں پر محنت کر رہا ہوں, جس طرح سے میں اپنے بچوں کے لیے ایثار کر رہا ہوں, قربانی کر رہا ہوں, سیکریفائس کر رہا ہوں, کھانے پینے سے لے کر اور ہر معاملے میں سیکریفائس, پھر اس کو لگتا ہے کہ ہاں یار میرے باپ نے کتنا کیا ہوگا, میرے باپ نے کتنا کیا ہوگا. اور پھر وہ وقت آتا ہے جب اس کے کچھ جو ہے نا بال سفید ہو جاتے ہیں نا, پھر اب اس کو, اور جب اس کے والد موت کی دہلیز کے قریب ہوتے ہیں یا پھر ان کا انتقال ہو جاتا ہے, پھر اس کو سمجھ میں آتا ہے کہ ہاں, پھر وہ پتہ کیا کہتا ہے, مائی فادر واز دا بیسٹ ان انٹائر ورلڈ. تو یہ ہوتا ہے.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, Ustad Tariq Mahdi sahab, beautiful Madani pools he gave actually. There's so many things, I think we could take so many conversations just over the few things he mentioned. And one of the beautiful things he mentioned is regarding that how a son should be, a child should be towards his father. And it's very strong, like a servant is to his, towards his master. A servant knows he has to please his master. And how delicate words he uses, and how he walks in respect in his court, and how he walks backwards when not turning his back towards his master. All these things, when a servant is doing towards his father, towards his master, exactly the way a child should be towards his father as well. And this type of respect is needed, especially in our time, to show respect towards our parents. Why? Because they are everything. They have done everything for us. And the other few things Alhamdulillah Ustaz Sahib was mentioning is that how the person comes to realize what a father is when he becomes a father himself. Sahar Bhai, continue with our topic today, a life of a father, and you started in a different way compared to some of the other Muballigin. Obviously, you talked about the aspect of the, you know, the father needs to give that time as well, whereas we talked about the father is busy working, and this is very important, the aspect we talked about, the time which the father needs to give to his children, because the life of the father has become so busy, you know, father doesn't have time for his children no more. He's busy earning money, he's busy building homes, he's busy, you know, try to make a life which he doesn't see of, because he's that busy, especially when you are involved in taxi drivers, they're doing about 15, 20 hours a day, and when they come home, they sleep, they don't see their children.
Do all the things that you mentioned answer the question in itself, that what actions speak louder than words? They're seeing father do all these things, running around, earning, making money. They're seeing that the importance in life is money. So when they grow up, the importance in life will be money. It won't be dad anymore. Ustaz Saab also mentioned regarding the mother, and definitely the mother's rights are very, very high. And the mother, she spends the time with the children, and the Prophet ﷺ was asked that, who is most deserving of our time? And thrice the Prophet ﷺ said the mother. The fourth time the Prophet ﷺ said the father. But here we have to also learn, when it comes to serving, it's the mother. When serving your parents, the mother comes first. But when it comes to obeying the instructions, the commands, then it's the father. And the one thing that we forget as a community, we say Maanishan, Mahanishan, is Alhamdulillah, is fantastic. But Pionishan we say, no. When we go to the masjid, let's listen to Maadishan. We go to Pakistan, back of the car, it says Maadishan. We made this into a community that the father is a cash point. Father is a cash point, take the money out of him, how much you left, your bank account. This is what we see our father as, unfortunately. And that's what our society has become. Father's shan is very high. The brother mentioned is the middle gate of Jannah. If the father is happy with your mother will go to Jannah. This is the status of a father, but unfortunately we don't discuss this. We don't mention the father, we don't mention his right, we don't mention his status. Why mothers always, you're seeing the mother clean for you, cook for you, be there for you. You're not seeing your father. So first thing that I request, that the mother, she tell about the father's status. She say, your father is great. He's out there doing these acts. He's out there doing this for you. Do you know where your dad is? Allah. Your dad is sweating in the heat, working hard for you. Your dad has to wake up in the morning, so he does this. Your father's great. When he comes home, don't give him discomfort. The mother has to do this. And when the mother's not there, the father then tells about the mother. Your mother, she does all this for you. Look after her, be there for her. Allah. And mashallah, also Ustaz Saab mentioned that the child should speak to his father like he's a slave. The first thing that we need to do is make our child the slave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will become your slave. Otherwise, 6-7 years old, he will be there. Why? Because he's at that age, he's young. But as he gets older, he won't follow you. He won't follow your instructions. Why? Because you have to teach him up to that age, up to the age of 7. You have to make him and nurture him and make him into that namaz. At the age of 10, make him practice and read his namaz punctually. Teaching him the religion is the duty of the father. When you teach him this, and as he gets older, he will learn that I need to be quiet now, I can't reply back to my father. I need to be quiet now, I can't talk back to my father. Because you've taught him that this is the religion, this is the way. The Prophet ﷺ and Allah will become displeased with you if you talk back to your parents. Now you can send him anywhere, he's still yours. He'll come back, he'll kiss your hand. But we have to do it with sincerity. What happens is, Abdul Hanan Bhai, that we are not fully committed to this. Why? If we look practically, if a child messes around in madrasa, straight away we take him out. Leave madrasa. It's okay. But when did we take him out of school? You called him to school 50 times because of a child's behavior. Did you ever take him out? They say he's messing around, he's jumping off the tables, he's hanging out the windows, he's throwing snowballs at the teacher. Did you say, son, leave it? You know, come home, sit down. Madrasa, one thing he does wrong, he says, you know what, to the Ustaz Saab, I'll be taking him out. This is our commitment to deen. And then you come back. We come back. I've seen both sides. I worked in schools, I worked in madrasas, I worked with students. I could say that I worked from kids from 3 up to people that are 75, 80 years old. Allah. Due to the blessings of Dawat Islami.
Alhamdulillah.
And you see this. The same child that was taken out at the age of 3, 4 from the madrasa, now they're coming back to you at 15 and the same police. Can you help us? Can you sort him out?
Harbha, so, you see them that the father is bringing the son to Madani Kafla, or he's probably bringing him to us and he's saying, you know, take my son please, take my son. And you know, it's very important what you mentioned about the father and how his attachment to the child should be. And they only, you know, they're only worried about their dunya. And when they become at that disobedient state, then they start coming towards the deen, or they start pushing their children towards the deen. They start saying, oh, take him on Madani Kafla with us. Oh, you know, please teach him something. Please teach him. And they didn't think of this before. They're always busy that try to make dunya out of them. But they
when
didn't teach him the deen.
When he's gone up the straight path, that's when they realize that, oh yeah, something's wrong. Now we need to take him to the masajid, to the madrasas, etc. There are some individuals, some parents, fathers in particular, that I've entered a child to madrasa, but I've never inquired about their report. Never ever. That how is my child doing? How is this? If you don't inquire, and you know when the child, I done a speech in madrasa once, Abdul Hanan bhai, and it was about fathers. And one child started crying. And I go, maybe I said something to him. So I said, what happened? He goes, I miss my father.
Allah.
I miss him. I go, why, what happened? Where is he? He goes, I haven't seen my father for 2 years.
Allah.
2 full years. And then he goes there in Pakistan, etc. And for 2 full years, he hasn't seen his father. Now, this takes a bad effect on a child as well. But a father should be in regular contact with the child. And Abdul Hanan, but you know, when we have, alhamdulillah, the Madrasa Mahal of Dawat Islami, and if when you become attached to it, it teaches you how a father should be, how a son would should be to a father as well. But Abdul Hanan, but you know, nowadays, fathers, they go to the wrong place for mashwara. That tell me, how should I upbring my child? And there was a story, Abdul Hanan bhai, that there was a father and a son, and they were in a desert with a donkey, and they were walking, and the donkey was with them, and they were walking beside them, and they seen one individual saw them. He goes, how stupid are them? Donkey is there for riding. So what happened? They both got upon the donkey and started riding that donkey. After some time, they saw another person saw them, and he goes, because the donkey was out of breath, he goes, look how oppressive they are. The donkey is out of breath. So what they done, they got off, and the son got off with respect to the father. So the father stayed on. Now, carrying on the journey, later what happened? An old lady saw them. She goes, what a zalim father you are. You're making your young child walk and you're going there yourself. So what happened? The father got off and the son came on. Journey continued. Later down, an old man stopped him. You go, what are you doing? What a zalim son you are. You're riding a camel, you're making your father walk. So then what happened? He goes, if we get on, this happens. If we don't get on, this happens. So what happened? They got a stick, they got a rope. They tied the donkey. One person at the front, one person at the back. They both picked the donkey and started walking. When they reached the town, everyone's going, what are you doing? Then they told him the entire story. So this was just to say that wherever, you know, wherever you take mashwara from, like especially fathers, that, you know, tell me, how can I upbring my child? Because many fathers, many individuals, they haven't been taught that from a young age, because their father hasn't sat with them. So that's why they have a certain issue when they grow up. And Madani Mahal is the best Mahal to actually get this tarbiyah, that how should a father be?
There's a few narrations which came to my mind. One was there's a narration of a person who had a child after a very long time. Wo unhone duaen ki bach aulad ke liye, to kisi ne kaha ke Makkah Mukarrama mein jaye, to go to the blessed land of Makkah Mukarrama, make dua de, inshallah Allah will grant you a child. And he was blessed with a child. Now when he's blessed with a child, obviously that one child, after so many years, he went he had this child. Now obviously that, you can say the spoiling of that child was done, because so much extra love, so much affection towards it, didn't fulfill all his needed. And when that child grew up, he ended up in the wrong company. And when he ended up in the wrong company, he started to use the father's money for wrong, for drugs or whatever wrong he was doing, till the extent that he, you know, the father, when he saw this, that the child is using my money for wrong things, he stopped the money. Now when that money stopped, that son got worried. That why is my father stopped my income or my source of money? So what he did was, he started to find out ways to get that money back from his father. Basically, somehow receive that money. And he had heard that from his elders that his father had got him to be as a child by his du'as in the holy land of Makkah al-Mukarrama. And that child, look at the state of this child, that he's, you can say his state of negligence and his state of lust, that he went to Makkah al-Mukarrama to do du'as for the, so that his father passes away, so that he could take all the wealth of his father. This is, you know, this was the extent. Sometimes, and you see these sort of stories today, and incidents like this, that the child killed, we've heard incident, a child kills the father, why? Because his father refused to give money. Normally it's related to drugs and these sort of things. And then obviously there are those children who are picking their father's pockets every day, you know, whether it's to fulfill their need of drugs or other things, they continuously doing this.
Yeah, there's like I was mentioning before, what the father is doing practically, the son is seeing. Now there's a father, he wanted his son to become successful. He built up an empire, the business, everything, you know, property here, property abroad, business around the country, around the world. And that's what we all dream of in a way, that we have somewhere in this country. If this fails, we go to Pakistan. If we go to Pakistan, it's not there, we go to Dubai. This is everybody's dream at the moment, that somewhere we have somewhere, something to do and go to. As an individual, he grew up and his father became elderly. Now he can't run the business, handed it off to the child. Now the child seeing and running all these businesses, the father's ended up in hospital, he's ill, he's slowly the passing away, he's going to die. And the nurses, they say, look, is no one going to come to see you? He tries to phone his son, no answer. And eventually what happened is that father, he passed away. And his son, he was so busy, engrossed in that wealth that his father had set up for him. He was so engrossed and busy in that wealth that when the father passed away, now there's nobody else to come and collect him. So the hospital, you know, they give options. There's cremation, there's burial, etc. And the cheapest option is cremation, to cremate a body. And that option had come forward, that let's just cremate the body. And when they phoned that son, that individual, he had the audacity to say that which is the cheapest option. And when they gave him the cheapest option, he said, just do that.
Allah.
Now you ask yourself, was the father in the wrong or the son in the wrong? If the father had nourished him regarding Islamic teachings and knowledge, we are not saying that having a good business or getting good education or becoming a graduate or becoming somebody with a PhD, these are bad, these are good. But what we are saying is, if you neglect Islam and you don't bring Islam into your life, then what's going to happen at the end could be very bad. So bring this into it, inshallah. If they have good manners, Abdul Hanaba, you go to school. Imagine the teacher says on parents' evening, that mashallah, you know your two children, they've got fantastic manners. How pleasing is that going to be to you? So we have to turn around and say to parents, look, your children, you know, what can we say? You know, they're very bad.
You have to choose your words.
You have to choose your words. As a teacher.
I don't want to say too much, and I want to put the word across.
Exactly. As a teacher, you have to say that, look, your child's like this. And imagine as a father how you feel at that time. That's why the hadith is mentioned, the best gift that you can give is the good manners. If he's got this will benefit him in school. You'll benefit him in the madrasa. You'll benefit him when he meets somebody else. Imagine somebody comes and tells you that I met your son today. You know his manners. They were brilliant. He was fantastic. Automatically you get praise. Automatically people are promoting you because your son's got good manners. Here, you know, they can't even give salam to you. They walk past you. You know, they suck their teeth at you. You think, what's wrong with him? You know, what's happened to his attitude? Where's all this attitude? Where's all this nakhra? Where's all this ego come from? You know, you're only walking past me, you're only a child, you're only this tall. And now, you know, all this, why? Because those manners, that nurturing has not been there. Our mother, she used to say, when you enter the house, whoever's there, give salam. You know, when you go to school, make sure that you never ever let us down. We don't want to hear any bad report about you. We don't want these things to happen. You know, those parents were parents, they had 5, 6 children. Today our children, we like move away. They were like, come, you know, come by us, sit by us. They used to give us time. Never ever think, all of us that are here and those that are listening on Madani channel, think of your parents. When did they last say to you, we fed up of you?
Allah.
Did they ever say that to you, that we fed up of you, you go outside? Never. Today we're quick to say, you know, go away, go upstairs, you know, get lost, go in your room. And that's having a negative effect. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, bring them closer to you and teach them the sunnah, teach them the Islamic manners, they will become your slaves inshallah.
Allah, so many beautiful madani proofs from Iftihar bhai. Let's take the package first and then we'll continue with our topic inshallah. Ji.
جب ماں باپ بورے ہوئے تو اولاد نے انہیں اولڈ ہاؤس میں داخل کروا دیا اور ماں باپ اپنی اولاد کی محبت اپنی اولاد کی شفقت اپنی اولاد جو اس کی خدمت کرتی اس سے محروم ہو گئے کیونکہ وہاں پر یہ تصور ہی نہیں نا ماں باپ کے حوالے سے جو اسلام اور دین پیش کرتا ہے چنانچہ پیارے آقا صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جنت ماؤں کے قدموں کے نیچے ہے یہ حدیث پاک ہے کہ جنت ماؤں کے قدموں کے نیچے ہے گویا کہ ہمارے اندر ماں باپ کی اہمیت پیدا کی جا رہی ہے ماں یا باپ کو دور سے آتا دیکھ کر تعظیماً کھڑے ہو جائیے ان سے آنکھیں ملا کر بات مت کیجئے بلائیں تو فوراً لبیک یعنی میں حاضر ہوں کہیے تمیز کے ساتھ آپ جی جناب سے ان سے بات کیجئے ان کی آواز پر ہرگز اپنی آواز بلند نہ ہونے دیجئے حضرت سیدنا عبداللہ بن عون رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ کو ان کی ماں نے بلائے تو جواب دیتے وقت ان کی آواز قدرے بلند ہو گئی تھوڑی سی بلند ہو گئی اس وجہ سے انہوں نے دو غلام آزاد کیے کہ میری آواز میری ماں کی آواز سے بلند ہو گئی یہ کتنی پیاری اور خوبصورت بات ہے ہم کو تو یہ احساس ہی نہیں ہے کہ ہماری آواز ماں کی آواز سے یا باپ کی آواز سے بلند ہو بلکہ ہمارے یہاں تو ماں باپ کو جھاڑا جاتا ہے ڈانٹا جاتا ہے منہ پھلایا جاتا ہے بہت عجیب و غریب قسم کے حالات ہیں بھلے یہ نیک نظر آتے ہوں سنتوں کے پیکر نظر آتے ہوں امام والے ہوں داڑھی والے ہوں داڑھی منڈے ہوں جو بھی ہوں ہر ایک کو سوچنا ہے کہ وہ اپنے ماں باپ کے ساتھ کیسا ہے اگر ماں باپ کے ساتھ اچھا ہے ماں باپ کی عزت کرتے ہیں ماں باپ کی تعظیم کرتے ہیں ان کے آنے پر کھڑے ہو جاتے ہیں اور ان کو عزت دیتے ہیں اہمیت دیتے ہیں مدینہ مدینہ یہ تو دو غلام آزاد کر رہے ہیں آپ تو دو انڈے بھی نہیں دیں گے ہم تو دو انڈے کے دو کھجورے بھی نہیں دیں گے ہمیں احساس ہی نہیں ہوگا کہ ہماری آواز بھی اپنی ماں کی آواز سے اونچی ہو گئی یا اللہ یہ مجھ سے کیا غضب ہو گیا کہ میں اپنی ماں سے اونچی آواز سے بات کرنے لگا یہ ماں کی اہمیت جو اسلام اور دین بتا رہا ہے اور جب مسلمان ماں کی اس اہمیت کو سمجھے گا مجھے بتائیے وہ ماں کبھی کسی اولڈ ہاؤس میں رہے گی نہ کبھی نہ رہے گی حدیث پاک میں ہے کہ باپ راضی رب راضی باپ ناراض رب ناراض یہ تمہارے دو دروازے ہیں ان دو دروازوں کے ذریعے جنت بھی پا سکتے ہو ان دروازوں کے ذریعے جہنم میں بھی داخل ہو سکتے ہو
اللہ اکبر بیوٹیفل مدنی پھول فرام نگران شورا اینڈ ریئلی وی شوڈ بی ریفلیکٹنگ اوور دس that the father being happy, the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being happy. If the father is displeased, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be displeased. And this is something we should reflect over. You get people who are involved in ibadat, people are involved in worship, they might be having their tasbih in their hands, they might have gone and done hajj, they might have done all these ibadat, all this worship, yet their parents are not happy. And then we know the end result of that is that if you cannot please your parents, if you cannot make your parents happy, then times that this worship could go down the drain, that all this ibadat you have done, this might not have any meaning. So work towards pleasing your parents, work towards pleasing your father, inshallah. And inshallah, by the blessing of pleasing your parents, by the blessing of pleasing your father, inshallah, what you will have, our worship which we have done, the little worship, that will be a means of acceptance as well. MashaAllah, Ustaz Sahab, ye bada ek point hai, aise na, jo Sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka role as a father, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's role as a father was unique. And ab soche ke matlab Sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam the masroofiyat kitni thi ke matlab kitna kuch ho raha tha
ji ji
aur uske bawajood bhi Sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko jo role as a father you can say the role the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam played this is unique itself and the best of examples obviously is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so he's going to play the best of roles as well
بالکل ایسے ہی ہے آپ نے خود وہ اگزامپل دی نا حضرت فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ علی کس طرح سے نبی کرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا انداز ہوتا تھا تو بس اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں بھی یہ توفیق عطا فرمائیں ہمارے آج کے لوگوں کو کہ وہ جن اپنے والدین والد کو جو ہے وہ آنر دیں ان کو رسپیکٹ دیں اور دیکھیں نبی کرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ایک وہ روایت بھی ہے بڑا پیارا ارشاد ہے حضرت ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی کرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جس شخص نے اس حال میں صبح کی کہ وہ اپنے والدین کے حقوق کی ادائیگی کے بارے میں اللہ تعالیٰ کا فرما بردار رہا تو فرمایا کہ مفتوحتانی من الجنہ, اس کے لیے دو دروازے جنت کے کھول دیے جاتے ہیں, اور اگر والدین میں سے ایک زندہ ہو تو اس کے ساتھ وہ حسن سلوک کرے تو اس کے لیے جنت کا ایک دروازہ کھول دیا جاتا ہے, اور جس نے اپنے والدین کے حقوق کی ادائیگی میں نافرمانی کی, ومن امسا عاصیاً, عاصیاً معنی نافرمانی کرتے ہوئے, جس شخص میں نافرمانی کی تو اس کے لیے جہنم کے دو دروازے کھول دیے جاتے ہیں, اور اگر والدین میں سے ایک زندہ ہو اور اس کے ساتھ وہ بدسلوکی کرے تو جہنم کا ایک دروازہ کھول دیا جاتا ہے. کسی نے پوچھا کہ اے اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم, اگرچہ ماں باپ نے اس پر ظلم کیا ہو, اگرچہ ماں باپ نے اس پر ظلم کیا, یہاں پر یہ الفاظ ہیں, وَإِن ظَلَمَا هُ, فرمایا اگرچہ ظلم کیا ہو, اگرچہ ظلم کیا ہو, اگرچہ ظلم کیا ہو.
یہاں تو ظلم ہوتا بھی نہیں نا, وہ دے پرڈکٹ, یو نو دی چلڈرن سم ٹائم پرڈکٹ, اور اور پیرنٹس ار ڈوئنگ رونگ ان اس, اینڈ اف یو آسک دیم واٹ رونگ دے ہیو ڈن, اوکے, اینڈ یو نو دے وڈنٹ ایبل ٹو آنسر اٹ واٹ رونگ دے ہیو ڈن, اور اٹ کڈ بی سم تھنگ لٹل, اوکے, دی فادر ہیز سٹاپڈ ہم گوئنگ آؤٹ ود اسپیسیفک فرینڈز, دیٹ مائٹ بی ا رونگ ایکشن, اور دی فادر ہیز ناٹ گیون ہم منی بیکاز ہی از یوزنگ ان دی رونگ ایکشنز, that could be something which they consider as wrong, and they consider this as a zulm, you know, something Bilkul which they have done wrong upon them.
عام طور پر یہی جنرلی طور پر کوئی عام طور پر والدین ظلم نہیں کرتے, لیکن ایک بات ایک دیکھیں شرعی مسئلہ بھی ہے کہ اگر بالفرض والدین نے ظلم کر بھی دیا تو تب بھی جو ہے بچے کے لیے شرعی حکم یہی کہ وہ رسپیکٹ اور صرف رسپیکٹ کرے گا, اس کو یہ اجازت نہیں ہے تیز آواز میں اونچی آواز میں بات کرے ہو, گالیاں وکے اور کوئی, بلکہ میں آپ کو, یعنی کہ آپ کے پاس بھی شاید اس طرح کے واقعے ہوں گے کہ ایسے بھی یہ افسوسناک ہمیں دن بھی دیکھنا پڑے کہ لوگ جو ہے, لوگوں کے اسٹوریز ہیں کہ وہ اپنے والدین پہ ہاتھ بھی اٹھا دیتے ہیں, کتنی یار کتنی, یعنی کہ حد ہو گئی نا. آپ نے جیسے وہ بات کی نا کہ والد کو قتل کر دیا, بس مختلف طریقوں سے, دو نمبر طریقوں سے, غلط طریقوں سے والد کی جائیداد پہ بس نظر رکھتے ہیں, اور بس سوچتے ہیں پتہ نہیں ہے کب بڈھا مرے, بھائی میری جان چھوٹے اور میں نے یہ جائیداد لوں, اس طرح کی جو ہے یہ ذہنیت ہمارے ذہنوں میں پائی جاتی ہے. تو وہ جو افتخار بھائی نے شروع میں بات کی تھی نا کہ والدین اگر اپنے بچوں کی اچھی تربیت کریں گے تو ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ, اللہ نے چاہا یہ بچے وہ ہوں گے جو رسپیکٹ کرنے والے بھی ہوں گے, اور اللہ نے چاہا اس طرح کے جو ہے وہ دن دیکھنا کو نہیں ملیں گے ان شاء اللہ.
شاہ صاحب, یو نو دا ورڈ استاد صاحب یوز دیا بڈھا, there's a similar word which is used in the English language, old man, right? And you know the youngsters of today, they're using it so common that, you know, that's my old man.
Carrying on from what Ustaz Sahab was mentioning in regards to the father, and what you said at the start as well, that we should look at the father's efforts, and with Hanan bhai, I'd like to touch on one point. It came to my mind, our fathers have risked their life, the sacrifice they do is not for themselves. Many individuals, they work quite a lot, and just for who? For their good upbringing of their children. Shouldn't work too much that your child goes away from Islam, etc. Then this will happen, that my old man, or if you spend time with your child and nurture him, and you know, Abdul Hanan bhai, something called investment. We invest in stocks, we invest in certain things, in businesses. Have we ever invested in our child? For the father, this is the question. I'm not the father, so hence I can ask a question to a father. That, have we ever invested in our child? Now, what people ask, what is an investment? How can you invest in your child? Simple answer would be, send him in the Madani Mahal of Dawud Islam. Investment is done. That's the simple answer. Another answer is, teach him the Quran. Teach him about the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Then one day, when you enter that house, your child will stand up for you. Imagine this scene. Your child is walking on the street. A person says, oh, isn't his father Abdul Hanan? Isn't his father Abdul Hanan? And when you're walking on the street as the father, someone says, oh, isn't his son Muhammad bin Muhammad?
My son's name is Muhammad as well.
MashaAllah.
Muhammad bin Abdul Hanan. Like this feeling, you know, it gives pride, a good pride as well. Alhamdulillah, my child is respected here, and because of what he's done. So this is the investment that we should do. Teach him the Quran. Teach him how to recite the Quran and get him closer towards the deen. This is the investment that we should do.
We've come to that time, the sign language. We will start off with Ustaz Sahab today, inshallah. Ustaz Sahab, aap shara karenge, Iftikhar bhai is going to guess. And then Shah Sahab will do ishara and Harun bhai will guess, inshallah. So shall we start off with Ustaz Sahab doing the ishara? So you're going to guess, inshallah.
Sure, okay.
Allah Akbar. Hope you didn't see that, Sial bhai.
I didn't see that. One word. First word. Ten word. Ten. 13. 13.
Allah.
13th of Rajab. 13th of Rajab.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. 13th of Rajab. What happened on the 13th of Rajab for the views of Madinah? Sahab, sab aap hi bata de inshallah. 13 Rajab ko Sayyidina
Ali. 13 Rajab ul Murajjab Hazrat Sayyiduna Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka yawm e viladat hai.
Subhanallah. Mashallah. Ji Shah sab, you're going to do the sign language and Harun bhai is going to guess inshallah.
Inshallah.
Ji. Slightly difficult one, but still inshallah. Harun bhai is very good.
7 72.
This is going in numbers now.
27 of Ramadan.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah.
Okay, 27th of Rajab. 27. Is it Nawafil?
Allahu Akbar.
5 namaz. Okay.
Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah.
5 Moses.
Allah, Allah.
The gift of the 5 Salah.
Shah Sahib, put all, the whole thing forward, but not the actual wording for it.
Gift? No. Two and seven. Nine. 27.
Shah Sahib, I think you need to take him onto that journey, yes.
The journey of the 27th night.
Allahu Akbar.
Mi'raj. The journey of Mi'raj, Al-Isra wal Mi'raj.
Shah Sahib's finally got them there. Journey of Mi'raj. Gee. 27th of Rajab.
Mashallah,
went through all of it. Inshallah, your time for the sign language and Ustaz Sahab will guess inshallah. Wow, kya baat hai. Salute.
Mazar.
Mazar par salute.
Koi ghar. घर में दाखिल होना, घर में दाखिल होकर सलाम करना.
वाह क्या बात है. The salute worked out, giving salam and entering the home. Subhanallah. जी अरुण भाई, your time for sign language now. MashaAllah. अरुण भाई is quite good at sign language, so I don't think it's going to be much of a problem.
Book. Come in. Greeting, Dawat. Come in. There's a book, Bapa Jan's book. Risala, Bapa Jan's Risala. Madinatul Ilmiya's Risala.
Allah Allah.
Sky, one. Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So much to give away there, Harun bhai, mashallah. But sometimes the tawajjuh doesn't go towards that direction.
Welcome. Oh, The one you give to new Muslims. Welcome to Islam.
Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Finally got Shah Sahib there, MashaAllah. Welcome to Islam. A wonderful book this is actually. And a lot of basic...
It's
a difficult one. It's a good book to study, inshallah. And also a good book that if you want to pass this on, those who are doing a research in Islam, who want to know about Islam, alhamdulillah. It also is available from Maktabat al-Madina. You can also download it free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Gee, our topic today, we want to take a package first, inshallah, of Haji Abdul Habib bhai. And then inshallah, we want to continue on with our talk. There's so much more to be said.
Tune Jannat radiyallahu ta'ala anha ki seerat hum sab ke liye shandar namuna hai. Balki walid aur beti ka taluk kaisa hona chahiye.
Haq.
Aur beti ka walid se andaaz kya hona chahiye. Ye bhi is gharane ne hume sikhaya hai.
Allah.
Sarwar-e kainat alayhi salatu wassalam se chaal dhal mein انداز میں بہت زبردست مشابہت بی بی فاطمہ خاتون جنت کی رہی اور نبی پاک جب تشریف لے جاتے ان کے آستانے پر تو وہ کھڑی ہو کر پیارے آقا کا استقبال کرتی نبی پاک کا مبارک ہاتھ چومتی اور پیارے آقا کو اپنی نشست پر بٹھاتی اور یہی انداز نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا ہوتا کہ جب خاتون جنت تشریف لاتی تو نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بھی اپنی جگہ سے کھڑے ہو جاتے وہ بوسہ دیتے اپنی جگہ بٹھاتے یہ شاندار درس ہے ان لوگوں کے لیے جو بیٹی کی پیدائش پر افسردہ ہو جاتے ہیں بیٹی کی پیدائش پر جھگڑا کرتے ہیں نبی پاک نے اپنی صاحبزادی کے ساتھ جس محبتوں کا اظہار فرمایا یہ ہم سب کے لیے درس ہے اور واقعی بیٹیاں جو ہیں وہ والد کے لیے بڑی محبت کرنے والیاں ہوتی ہیں مجھے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی وہ حدیث بھی یاد آئی پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فرماتے ہیں جس کا مضمون ہے بیٹیوں کو برا نہ کہو بے شک میں بھی بیٹیوں والا اب یہ میں بھی بیٹیوں والا ہوں یہ جو لفظ ہے نا اس میں مٹھاس دیکھیں اس کی خوبصورتی دیکھیں کہ نبی پاک اپنی نسبت کس طرف کر رہے ہیں اور کئی حدیثیں ایسی ہیں کہ جس نے بیٹیوں کا حق ادا کیا اللہ نے جسے تین بیٹیاں دی پھر دو کا بھی فرمایا ایک کا بھی فرمایا اللہ تعالیٰ اسے جنت عطا فرماتا ہے بیٹیاں گویا میں تو سمجھتا ہوں جنت میں جانے کا ٹکٹ ہیں اعلیٰ حضرت کے اس شعر پر بات ختم کرتے ہیں کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول
MashaAllah, beautiful Madani pools regarding Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala na by Haji Abdul Habib bhai. That was the love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his daughter. And also daughters are very unique, you know, the connection of the father. And it's something which you hear again, the daughters are for the father, eh? Or the father's daughter. And where the sons are normally considered as the child of the mother. It's not the case by Iftihar bhai, but the connection of how the daughter has for the father. Obviously, I believe you have a daughter as well.
Jee, alhamdulillah, I have a daughter. And I was listening, it stated that those who have a daughter first, there's a lot more blessing. If you think of the time during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where daughters were being buried alive, and especially when the first daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and how the community and the people of Makkah wanted to see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to react. And the Prophet ﷺ invited them and gave them a feast for all the people. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, whenever we go back home, we should first give to our daughter. And always, alhamdulillah, treat her kindly. And she is, you are right, Abdul Hanan, but she does have that close relationship to her father. You notice that the daughter, she normally is close to the father. She likes being with the father, she likes talking to the father. And the father, he definitely should give her attention, that love, the affection, that relationship, it does stay strong. Mother, maybe she goes away because she sees mother saying, you know, sort out the pots and pans in the kitchen.
Making do all the cooking.
Making do all the cooking, make my life easy. But the daughter, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, is a great blessing. Two mercies descend, come inside the house when the daughter is born. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we should never have the thinking that, look, I have a daughter and now, you know, oh, how am I going to pay for a wedding and all these things that come to our mind, they should not be there. The connection and the love with the father and the daughter is very important, is key. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has showed this, has demonstrated this. And when the daughter does come to the house after she's left and she's got married, show a lot of respect, loving the grandchildren, having a lot of kind and affection towards them is something that we should definitely be showing and doing. And the daughter, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, she should also look to her father as a teacher and see that my father, he's my teacher, he's somebody that I need to learn from, and he's somebody that during my time I'm in the house with the father, I should be gaining the best of out from him and try to sit with him as much as possible, and inshallah azawajal she will gain this blessing. Never ever think that I need to buy the boys more and buy the daughter less. Always buy first for your daughter and then for the rest of the children.
Sahar bhai, I just want to sort of highlight for the viewers of Madni channel here also is that, you know, the father, he's thinking for the daughter is something different as well, especially when the daughter is married. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll find out from the way your parents are, I mean, they see if your brother or sister has been married, and you see how the parents are thinking about it, and then you realize from that as well that the parents very deeply think about their daughters. The father especially very deeply thinks about his daughter. Why? Because she's gone away in a way. The son is normally staying with the father and this, but the daughters are those who have gone away. Because of them being a bit of a distance, the concern the father always has, how my daughter is, what she'll be going through. And this is something, you know, the daughter should realize as well, that the concern, he might not share it. He might not share it being a father. Like we mentioned earlier, the father does hide a lot of things as well, a lot of his feelings. You know, especially if the sons are away from home, the father has that feeling. He might not be able to sleep at night, but he will never share it with the children. Same way the mother sometimes does that as well. They don't share their feelings. They're going through something regarding the children, but they won't come out with it.
Yeah, you notice that when the father comes home, and the title today is the, you know, the life of a father. He's gone through so much, like you mentioned, while he's been outside. He might have had a tough day at work. He might have gone through, you know, being abused, being, you know, shouted at. You know, might not have got his wages after doing a long day at work. And now the children are at home, and they're waiting for the dad to bring something or bring something into the household. So the father, he goes through a lot of struggles. But like I mentioned, is that one of the responsibilities of the father is to protect the family. So he doesn't want to share this and make them, because he doesn't know they're going to feel sad. So the day that the difficulty that he's faced, he doesn't want to bring that home and share with the children. He'll come home, even though he's had a really bad day, a difficult day. He hasn't been paid, he hasn't had his wages, or at work he's been, you know, told off or mistreated. But still, you enter the house with a smile.
If the Harbhai, I've seen that, you know, father enters the house and the family and the children are requesting, oh, father, we want to eat something from outside. They want to order a pizza. They want to get something. And the father, after that hard day of work, he's come home, he's tired, he enters the house, and then he gets these demands from the kids. What the father, even in that state, they go back out.
The children are making it difficult for the father, because there are a number of children that want to wear trainers, for example, that are 180, 90 pounds. Now, the father, his wages are not to that level. Now, they're putting that pressure onto him, and it is stated a time will come where, due to the family, the father will be destroyed. The husband will face destruction. Why? Because they're putting so much pressure onto the husband. He's the only earner. And sometimes what happens is those people are from Pakistan, the father has much broader thinking. The children are just thinking they're trainers. The other son is probably thinking my game and my phone. But he's worried about the bills. He's worried about everything else. He's worried about sending money back home. He's worried about so many things are going through his mind. And all that responsibility the father is taking on his shoulders. And you will notice that as you are a father, you start to buy less for yourself.
You probably don't buy anything.
You don't buy anything for yourself.
Because
you want to give to them. You want to see them happy wearing the trainers. The father wants to see his son happy wearing the jacket, his daughter happy with the tablet or the iPhone. And then you look at your father's shoes, and if you were to lift them up, you find out that they're not just, you know, wearing away. There's probably holes in there. And you look at your father's jacket inside, it's probably something that he's had for so many years. But he's sacrificed everything for you. He's done everything for you. That's the role he's played, that he wants to provide for you. He wants to have you, for you to have that ease. And one of the things of the Hananbai that he will have in his mind is that, okay, I didn't get these things when I was younger, but I want my children to gain those things. But one thing they have to remember here is that there's a very fine line between providing for them and spoiling them. If the father's providing for them, it's brilliant. But we cross the line, unfortunately, and the child becomes spoiled. And when he's spoiled now, he thinks that everything I demand, I must get. You must see when you go to toy shops, the child's on the floor. He's crying away, and the dad's trying to drag him out of the shop. He's not listening. Or he's arguing. You hear many times in sports shops, children are arguing. Dad's looking at the lower floor, the ones that may be 30 pounds. And the son's looking up there. Dad, what about those ones over there? And this is what takes place. So inshallah, the father, he is doing a good job. He's providing for the family. He's helping the family. But for the family, make it easy for him. One Allah. Person doing everything. When he's not there, you will cry and then you regret.
अच्छा इस पर जो ना अमीर अलैहिस्सलाम का भी एक मदनी फूल है फरमाते हैं कि बच्चों की हर ख्वाहिश को पूरा नहीं करना चाहिए कुछ को रोकें कुछ को मना करें क्योंकि अभी से अगर आप उनको नहीं की आदत नहीं डालेंगे ना अगर नहीं की आदत नहीं डालेंगे इनकार की आदत नहीं डालेंगे तो आप हर चीज़ एवरीथिंग उसको उनको दिए जा रहे हैं तो जब वो बड़े होंगे फिर आप उनको कहेंगे ना नहीं फिर उनको समझ में नहीं आएगा और ऐसा होता है और अच्छा मुझे इस पर एक और वो वाक़ आया ये तो कि बहुत अच्छी माशाल्लाह इफ्तिखार भाई ने गुफ्तगू की एक और मुझे एक वाक़ यहाँ पर याद आया कि एक बाप और बेटे में जो ना ऊँच नीच हो गई बेटे ने जो ना बाप को के साथ बदतमीज़ी की बाप ने जो ना उसको चंद एक बातें सुना दी बेटे ने कहा कि मैं तुम्हें अभी जो ना छोड़ कर आऊँगा और उसके घर के करीबी जो ना एक जंगल था तो कहा कि मैं तुम्हें वहाँ पर छोड़ कर आऊँगा उसने अपने बाप को लिया बूढ़े बाप को और उसके साथ उसका बेटा भी था उस बेटे का बेटा भी था यानी कि इसका ग्रैंडसन
विद हिम
था
सो द थ्री जनरेशन
हाँ तीन तो ये जो है वो अपने बाप को छोड़ने जा रहा है कहाँ छोड़ने जा रहा है जंगल में
इन द फील्ड्स में
और सर्दी का आलम है लेकर चला जाना थोड़ी देर में जो है वो जंगल में पहुंच गया और कहा कि तुम यहीं पर ही बैठो यहीं पर ही रहो तो जब जब वो अपने बाप को छोड़कर वापस आने लगा तो उस बूढ़े बाप ने कहा कि बेटा एक मिनट जरा ठहरो बहुत ज़्यादा सर्दी हो रही है आई नीड ब्लैंकेट मुझे ब्लैंकेट जो है वो दे दो तो उस बेटे ने अपने बेटे को कहा कि जाओ घर से जो है ब्लैंकेट ले आओ वो छोटा सा बच्चा गया और घर जाकर ब्लैंकेट के टू टुकड़े उसके उसने कर दिए इसको ही कट इन टू पीसेस और एक पीस लेकर आया और अपने वालिद को दिया उसने कहा उसको हाथ लगाया उसने कहा इसको क्या हुआ भाई ये आधा कहाँ चले गया तो वो जो उसका छोटा बेटा था देखिए कितना ज़बरदस्त लेसन मिलता है ना हमें वो जो छोटा बेटा था ना वो पता क्या रिप्लाई करता है वो कहता है कि अब्बा जान आज आप अपने अब्बा को यहाँ पर छोड़ कर आए इनको ब्लैंकेट की जरूरत पड़ी है तो कल जब आप इस उम्र को पहुंचेंगे तो मैं भी आपको यहाँ पर छोड़ कर आऊंगा इसलिए मैंने वो ब्लैंकेट आपके लिए रख दिया नहीं है ऐसे ही देखे अब्दुल हनान भाई कुछ गुनाह ऐसे हैं कुछ चीजें ऐसी हैं कि जिनका अजाब जिनकी पनिशमेंट वो आखिरत में मिलेगी लेकिन ये वालिद को तंग करना वालिद को सताना वालिद को ईजा देना वालिद के साथ अब्यूज करना ये वो चीजें हैं जिसकी सजा दुनिया में भी मिल जाती है जब भी तो ये ना कहते हैं ना दानिश्वर आपको कहते हुए मिलेंगे उलमा कहते हुए मिलेंगे हर कोई ये आपको कहते हुए मिलेगा लेकिन अफसोस इस पर अमल जो ना बहुत कम लोगों का है तो कहते हैं कि वालिद का एहतराम करो ताकि तुम्हारी औलाद तुम्हारा एहतराम करे और वालिद की इज्जत करो ताकि उससे फैजियाब हो सको वालिद का हुक्म मानो ताकि खुशहाल हो सको और वालिद की बातें गौर से सुनो ताकि दूसरों की ना सुनना पड़े वालिद के सामने ऊंचा ना बोलो वरना अल्लाह ताला तुमको नीचा कर देगा बस अल्लाह ताला में तौफीक अता फरमाए कि हम जो ना अपने वालिद के साथ अच्छा रवैया हुस्न सुलूक के साथ जो है ये वक्त गुजारें
इंशाल्लाह अरुण भाई वी कैन हैव सम मदनी फूल एंड वी कैन गो ऑन टू अ कलाम इंशाल्लाह
अरुण भाई आई रिमेंबर रीडिंग अ कोट समवेयर आई डोंट रिमेंबर द एग्जैक्ट वर्डिंग बट इट वाज अलोंग द लाइंस ऑफ डोंट बाय योर किड्स द थिंग्स यू विश यू हैड बॉट व्हेन यू वर यंगर और दैट वर बॉट फॉर यू रादर teach them the things that you weren't able to learn or that you weren't taught in your childhood. So meaning to say that when it comes to buying and spoiling our kids, there's many, many things we can do.
You know, this aspect what you just said, Arun bhai, you know, about buying your kids, which you wanted when you were young. And this is it's a true fact, actually. You find a lot of fathers will have this inside that, you know, I didn't get this and I want to get my son this. And that is so true. That how a father wants to buy his son those things which he didn't have in his childhood.
They list as, you know, some take it really seriously and they list it as one of the, you know, life goals that I want to make sure that my son by the time he's X amount of age that he has, you know, a nice house, he has a future ahead of him and I don't want my kids to remember me as a father who couldn't give them anything. And this is the mindset they have when it comes to the worldly side of things, but unfortunately, like we was discussed previously, they don't have the same mindset when it comes to the dunyavi mindset. I think two people very, very hard to find and very underappreciated: a father who's able to give his child a good upbringing and a child who really and truly respects his parents and his father.
Wow.
two people, you know, often we take this as granted and we think that it's a norm, but we see around us, and these things that we're discussing, they fall along the same lines that these people are underappreciated, and we take a good parent for granted, and sometimes we, as people, as parents, they take a good child for granted. May Allah, you know, give us the tawfiq.
Hanan, we'd like to add on before we go to the Mukhtasar Kalam that you only realize the value of something after you lose it. You will only realize the value of something after you lose it. And one more thing I'd like to add is that, especially for those individuals that disrespect their parent, the father in particular, and don't realize that, or answer back and don't adhere to what the parent is telling them. And this is a wake-up call for them as well, that the day that the father passes away, or even the mother passes away, then it will hit you. Ask those individuals, you know, if you're friends with, if you're friend with those in a person whose father or mother or both have passed away, ask him. If you're close with him, ask him, how does it feel? How is it? How is the environment? They will say, a part of my heart is gone.
No one will answer the other way. Everyone will say, yes, definitely I've lost something great.
Part of my heart is gone, a part of the home is gone, and something is missing in the house. So therefore, we should value our parents before we lose them.
Ji Arun bhai, any favorite kalam?
Sachi baat sikhate seedhi raah chalate
सिखाते ये है सीधी राह
Jee, my dear viewers, we're talking about the life of the father. Inshallah, we're coming towards the end of our silsila. Inshallah, we'll be taking the final few madani poos from the muballighin.
Jo naat pad rahe the sachi baat sikhate hi hain, seedhi raah dikhate hi hain. To waqai mein aise hi hai. Is pe main thoda sa ko mujhe yaad aa gaya tafsir qurtubi ka ko waqia. Isko imam qurtubi ne apni tafsir qurtubi mein bayan kiya hai aur isko zikr kiya hai hazrat jabir bin abdullah رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ se riwayat kiya hai ki ek shakhs nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bargah mein hazir hua aur shikayat karne laga کہ یا رسول اللہ میرے والد نے میرا سارا مال لے لیا ہے میرے والد نے میرا سارا مال لے لیا ہے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا اچھا تو اپنے والد کو بلا کر لاؤ تو یہ شخص گیا اور اپنے والد کو بلانے کے لیے جب اس نے بتایا کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آپ کو بلاتے ہیں تو اس کے والد نے کچھ اپنے دل میں زبان سے نہیں بلکہ اس کے کانوں نے بھی نہیں سنا اپنے دل میں جنا کچھ کہا
اور a lot of fathers have that sasab in their heart. They don't take out of it, but it's there. This riwayat is
جی تو وہ انہوں نے اپنے دل میں کچھ کہا اور پھر وہ اس کے ساتھ چل دی اب جب انہوں نے اپنے دل میں کچھ کہا نا حضرت جبریل امین علیہ السلام نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بارگاہ میں حاضر ہوئے اور عرض کرنے لگے کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آپ اس شخص سے یعنی اس کے جو والد ہیں اس سے پوچھئے گا کہ اس نے دل میں کیا کہا تھا اس نے اپنے ایسی کیا بات کہی تھی جس کے کانوں نے بھی نہیں سنی اس نے دل میں کیا کہا تھا
بیسیکلی واٹس ہڈن ان ہز ہارٹ
جی جی تو بہرحال اب وہ شخص آیا وہ والد اور وہ بیٹے دونوں آ گئے بیٹا بھی موجود ہے والد بھی موجود ہیں نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے اس والد سے پوچھا کہ یہ کیا معاملہ ہے کہ یہ تمہارا بیٹا جو شکایت کرتا ہے کہ تم نے اس کا سارا مال چھین لیا ہے تو اس شخص نے عرض کیا کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں تو وہ مال صرف اپنے آپ پر اس اپنے بیٹے کی پھوپھی پر یعنی اپنی سسٹر پر اور اس کی خالہ پر خرچ کرتا ہوں اس کے علاوہ تو میں نے کچھ نہیں کیا تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ مجھے ساری حقیقت معلوم ہو گئی ہے فرمایا کہ مجھے ساری حقیقت معلوم ہو گئی ہے اور تم یہ بتاؤ تم وہ کیا کہہ رہے تھے جو تمہارے کانوں نے بھی نہیں سنا یعنی کہ جب تم اپنے گھر میں تھے تم دل میں اپنے کیا کہہ رہے تھے اب اس شخص نے کہا کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب آپ کو ساری حقیقت معلوم ہی ہو گئی ہے تو بات یہ ہے کہ میں نے چند ایک شعر پڑھے تھے اور وہ عربی میں موجود ہیں چند ایک شعر پڑھے تھے اور میں چاہوں گا کہ ان شعروں کا ترجمہ انشاءاللہ آپ کے سامنے ذکر کرتا ہوں اور جب شعر یہ مکمل ہوئے تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ایک بڑا پیارا جملہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ انتا و مالک لیبی کا کہ تو اور تیرا مال تیرا باپ کا
ہے سبحان اللہ
تو باپ کو تو اجازت ہے کہ وہ بھلے پاکٹ میں جنا ہاتھ ڈال کے وہ نکال سکتا ہے پیسے بغیر اجازت کے لے سکتا ہے لیکن یہاں پر میں مدنی چینل کے ناظرین کو سب کو عرض کرنا چاہوں گا باپ کو بھی چاہیے ایسا نہ کرے لیکن بیٹے کو سوچنا چاہیے میں تو اس پر بات کرتا ہوں کہ اگر سم ٹائمز ایسا ہوتا ہے باپ کو دوائی کی ضرورت پڑتی ہے کسی چیز کی ضرورت ہے تو باپ جو ہے وہ کہتا ہے کہ بیٹا مجھے 20 pounds دے دو 30 pounds دے دو شرم آنی چاہیے وہ اس کو حیا سے شرم سے ڈوب کے مر جانا چاہیے ایسے بیٹے کو کہ جس کا باپ اس سے پیسے مانگ رہا ہے کیوں مر جانا چاہیے اس کو شرم سے ڈوب کر اس لیے مر جانا چاہیے کہ یہ کیسا بیٹا ہے یہ کیسا بیٹا ہے کہ اس کو پتہ ہی نہیں ہے کہ میرے باپ کو حاجت ہے میرے باپ کو ضرورت ہے میرے باپ کو ضرورت ہے اور میرا باپ مجھ سے مانگ رہا ہے یعنی کہ ہونا ہی چاہیے کہ ایسی نوبت ہی نہ آئے ایسا سلسلہ ہی نہیں ہونا چاہیے کہ باپ مانگے آپ پہلے سے دے دو نا اور یہاں پر میں یوکے کی بات کر رہا ہوں کہ کچھ لوگوں کو میں جانتا ہوں یقین جانا وہ بےچارے وہ بوڑھے ہو گئے ہیں وہ بےچارے جو ہے نا بس ان کی وہ بس دیکھتے رہتے ہیں کہ کب جو ہے نا وہ بیٹا تھوڑا سا کچھ پیسے دے دے بس بڑی ہے نا عجیب حالت ہے وہ اچھا شعر میں بیان کر دوں ٹائم بہت کم ہے وہ جو شعر اس میں پڑھے تھے نا وہ میں بیان کر دیتا ہوں وہ عربی میں لیکن اس کی ٹرانسلیشن بیان کر دیتا ہوں اس شخص نے جو شعر پڑھے تھے وہ یہ تھے کہ اپنے دل میں جو پڑھے تھے جو اس نے ظاہر نہیں کیے تھے وہ شعر یہ تھے بیٹا میں نے تجھے بچپن میں غذا دی اور جوان ہونے کے بعد تمہاری ہر ذمہ داری اٹھائی تمہارا سب کچھ میری کمائی سے تھا جب کسی رات میں تمہیں کوئی بیماری پیش آتی تو میں نے رات نہ گزاری مگر اس حالت میں کہ میں بیداری جاگتا رہا اور بے قرار رہا اور میں نے ایسا محسوس کیا کہ جیسے بیماری تمہیں نہیں مجھے لگ گئی ہے جس کی وجہ سے میرے تمام رات روتے ہوئے گزری اور یہ فرسٹ شعر سیکنڈ شعر اس نے کہا کہ بیٹا میں تیری ہلاکت سے ڈرتا ہوں اور میں جانتا ہوں کہ موت کا ایک دن مقرر ہے. جب تو اس عمر کو اور اس حد کو پہنچ گیا کہ جس کی عمر میں میں تمنا کیا کرتا تھا, پھر تو نے میرا بدلہ سختی کے ساتھ اور میرے ساتھ سخت کلام کیا, گویا کہ تو ہی مجھ پر احسان اور انعام کر رہا ہے. اور یہ تیسرا شعر جو بڑا پیارا ہے, او ہو بڑا کمال گائے, کہتا ہے کہ کاش کاش اگر تجھ سے میرے ہونے کا حق ادا نہیں ہو سکتا تو کم از کم اتنا ہی کر لیتا جیسا کہ ایک پڑوسی کرتا ہے. ایک پڑوسی جیسا کرتا ہے تو کم سے کم میرے ساتھ ایسا سلوک کر لیتا. تو نے کم از کم پڑوسی جیسا حق دیا ہوتا, میرے ہی مال میں مجھ سے بخل سے کام نہ لیا ہوتا. بس یہ تین اس نے شعر پڑھے. اس کے بعد پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اے لڑکے, انت و مالک لابی کا, تو اور تیرا مال تیرے باپ کا.
Very, very strong, touching actually event which the young man came complaining about his father in the court of the Prophet. What did the Prophet said? You and your wealth is your father. And I think this should be enough for us to realize that whatever we are, this is our parents. This is our fathers. Last few short madani posts from the Muballighin, inshallah, before we end. جی سید صاحب, مدنی پھول فرام یور صاحب, جسٹ ٹو فنش آف انشاء اللہ. افتخار بھائی,
دی لاسٹ کوئک تھنگ, آئی تھنک وی مینشنڈ بیفور ایز ویل, آئی ریٹریٹ انشاء اللہ, دیٹ ویلیو یور فادر, اینڈ دس از دا موسٹ امپورٹنٹ تھنگ وی کین ڈو. یور آور فادرز, دے ورک ڈے ان ڈے اینڈ آؤٹ فار اس, سم تھنگ وی شوڈ ریٹرن ان بیک اینڈ ناٹ بادر دیم وین دے کم ان ٹو دا ہاؤس اینڈ ہیو ریسپیکٹ فار آور فادرز. And inshallah, so we get along with your fathers, remember your father, they work for the children, for the family, and provide essentials to the family as well.
Iftikhar bhai, some final madani food
for you. Abdul Hanan bhai, for the fathers, I have to say, yes, you are facing difficulties, meaning that their upbringing, you face their behavior issues, the earning, bringing to the house. We have to remember, if you become successful in what you are trying to do, then when you leave this world and you go into the grave, you see the fruits and you see the reward and you see the isal iswab they will send and all the righteous actions that they do once you left the world, inshallah you'll be gaining the reward in the grave for these, inshallah.
Ji Arun bhai, some final madani phools from yourself, inshallah.
Abdul Rahman bhai, this was mentioned I think in the madras as well, but you know, there comes a day in the year where everyone celebrates the day for fathers, and you know, they make them breakfast, they buy them gifts, they buy them all sorts of things. But then the following day, you know, who are you and who am I? It's like that almost. So, you know, the love for father isn't reserved for a specific day of the year. It should be all year round and for as long as they live. So, you know, learn to value your fathers for as long as you have, inshallah, and your children will do the same for you.
Ji, mashallah, great message from Harun bhai, that don't just make one day a father's day. Every day should be a father's day. Is that some quick...
Choti si baat hai, arz karna chahunga. کہ اللہ کرے ایسا ہو کہ ہمارے والدین کو کسی کو کہنا نہ پڑے کہ جناب بیٹا مجھے اس چیز کی ضرورت ہے, یہ پیسے چاہیے. اللہ کرے ایسا ہو جائے. اور دوسری بات یہ ہے کہ حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے عرش کے سائے میں بہت زبردست آدمی کو دیکھا کہ اتنا زبردست آدمی جو ہے, اتنا وہ نور سے چمک رہا تھا. تو اس میں جناب تین وجہ تھی. نمبر ون, حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام کو خود اس پر رشک آ رہا تھا. نمبر ون یہ کہ وہ حسد نہیں کرتا تھا, نمبر دو چگلی نہیں کرتا تھا, نمبر تین یہ کہ اس نے اپنے والدین کی کبھی بھی نافرمانی نہیں کی تھی. تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں ایسی توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم کبھی بھی اپنے والدین کی نافرمانی نہ کریں. اور پتہ ہے, ہم دیکھتے ہیں یہاں پر بہت سارے لوگ ملینز کما رہے ہیں, بلینز کما رہے ہیں, اسٹل ان کے دل میں سکون نہیں ہے. تسبیح لے کے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں نمازوں میں, بھائی بار بار کثرت سے آ رہے ہیں جماعتوں, پھر بھی دل میں سکون نہیں مل رہا. پتہ اس کی وجہ کیا ہے؟ یہ والدین کی جو ہے نافرمانی ایسی چیز ہے, کتنی عبادتیں کر لیں دل میں سکون نہیں ملے گا. ملینز کما لیں, بلینز کما لیں, برکت نہیں ہوگی. تو اللہ تعالیٰ میں توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم اپنے والدین کی اطاعت کرتے ہوئے اپنی زندگی گزاریں.
آمین. اس دی ویوز, اف یو وانٹ پیس ان یور لائف, ریسپیکٹ یور پیرنٹس, اینڈ انشاءاللہ یو ول گیٹ دیٹ پیس اف مائنڈ اینڈ دیٹ پیس اف ہارٹ. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.